Welcome to another episode of the Stoner's Journal. Today, I'm just gonna bullshit. I got a little bit of time, so I figure I'd get on. My wifey is getting the car fixed. So I thought I'd take this time. It's the date, you know, it's COVID-19 something, and every day seems the same as the last. Like, what's that movie, Groundhog Day? I get up, stumble to my computer, turn it on, log on for work, still in my pajamas, didn't brush my teeth, didn't take a shower, and work for, you know, 8 hours, whatever work is, which is just basically, yeah, just bullshit and answering emails, task here and there. I get paid $200 a day to do that. It's okay, but it gets enough to drive you crazy. People were not meant to do this. Sit in front of monitors. My joints ache. My hip joints, muscles ache. And I haven't worked out either, so what am I fucking saying? I'm a bum. At this shitty apartment, I got a gym here. I never used the damn thing, man. I used it twice. Twice during the COVID. Not because... It's because I'm lazy, man. But you know what? I haven't gained much weight. I've gained a little bit. I got a little pot belly, you know. I could easily get rid of that if I concentrate on it. But lately, you know, it's just been... There's nothing really to report on, because that's why this podcast is just... I haven't done much to say. I've just been stuck. And it's like this COVID is like kept everybody inside. And it's the same time, coincidentally, when I sold my house and changed my lifestyle, which I've been reporting. And it's like I'm taking this. I got this apartment for a year, which I can't. I don't like living here. This upstairs neighbor is driving me absolutely bonkers with her monstrous footsteps rampaging around the house like she's some fucking kind of Godzilla taking down Tokyo for the fucking 16th time. It's not like this woman just walks, you know, from one point to the next and then she sits down. These people walk back and forth for hours on end, and it's like across the apartment to from one side to the next constantly. That's my work computer. I'm supposed to be working right now. Instead, I'm bullshitting. Well, I've been thinking a little bit about consciousness. And maybe this episode is, you know, about consciousness. And the idea that everything is conscious. You know, even trees, which, you know, because they shed their leaves. So they have to know the changing of the seasons. They have to be somewhat aware of their surroundings, right? So can you say a tree is conscious? To some degree, it has to be. Flowers, they know when to bloom. Some living things are conscious, even though you can't point to a brain which is producing this consciousness. But we all know that trees communicate. There's an inner web connected with their root system. And in fact... moss is one of the largest fungi in existence on this planet, and it's like a super organism. And to say that these super organisms are not conscious of at least their environment, they're sensitive, of course. We clear shit out, but. I digress. The point I'm making is, if that's true, if consciousness exists at different states based on the intelligence and complexity of that organism, like, you know, us human beings are very complex in our brains, so it's that something, but there's also a collective consciousness. It's like you're born with knowledge, right? You know, just kind of be fearful of. There's a sense where we get a fear of danger and a sense of our environment. We won't put ourselves in danger at a young age by, like, you know, walking off of cliffs per se. We know that certain things are dangerous, and some things we're just born with the knowledge of. And so that's passed on consciousness. And the thought that each center of each galaxy has a black hole where that could be, like, I heard it described in a YouTube video where it could be nodes in a human brain, you know, like neurons, you know, firing. It's the universe closely resembles the structure of our neurons located in our brain. It's weird. It's eerie. It's similar, and it's weird that it's so similar to the galaxy, the universe. When it's taken, when you've seen that picture taken of the universe, it looks eerily like the brain waves synopsis of a brain, an active brain. And if there's a black hole of every center of every galaxy. Not to say that there's this whole thing is a conscious being. It just sheds a lot of interesting thoughts on other things. I've been listening to YouTube videos of E8, which is like the theory of everything, which it's probably not, but it's a good step in the right direction and a good indication that I believe that everything is harmonic and geometric. You can see this when you take hallucinogenics, you know, the breakdown of reality. It's like pixelated. It's like just like they called it, like these crystals. It breaks down into these geometric crystallized shapes. That's the lowest. I mean, you can see that when you trip out. So I do believe that that's on the verge of saying that E8 takes in all the account, all the different dimensions that we have, which it fits perfectly. It lends credence that there are other dimensions, at least I think, that other elements are residing in. So that means if there's other dimensions of reality, you know, what does that mean? It's like we're on a cusp of a whole exciting, you know, wave of information here. And I believe, like, as consciousness, as a species, we're probably like behind the rest of people that, you know, the UFOs that we see. They're probably from another dimension, a higher state of reality, a different direction. You know, they've learned probably to transverse gravity, time and space, and to us, they're, you know, extra dimensional. They can, who knows, they might be able to bend time through a wormhole, travel from one spot in a galaxy to the other, or from whatever technology would make them extra dimensional, wouldn't it? I mean, here we are fucking around with little slingshots, spitting loogies off the side, you know, launching all those shuttles and rockets, and these guys probably already mastered the power of their sun and harnessed that energy to propel them to other sides of the Milky Way, you know, in which they come across our little blue planet. Maybe they've set up shit on this other side of the moon. You know, I've already asked myself, why doesn't the fucking moon rotate? Are you telling me it rotates perfectly to the same side so we can't see it? That's like so fucking convenient. Conspiracists would say that's too convenient, right? Some shit's going on the other side of the moon that they just don't want us to know. Maybe the whole fucking thing is man-made or alien, and it's got bombarded by fucking a bunch of asteroids. It covered it in dust, but underneath it's a hardened shell like a fucking Death Star. And that's where, you know, Lucas, you know, he didn't just fucking dream up that Death Star. It's right above us. It's the fucking moon, which shakes itself off like a wet dog one day and blasts his fucking beam that destroys planets. We'll think twice about complaining about wearing a fucking mask for COVID. No, have you noticed though, there's a lot of movies coming out like about aliens and contacting aliens. You think that's a coincidence, man? That's like the higher ups preparing the lower masses for acceptance of what will probably happen, you know? They're easing the blow of aliens, and that we're just like, we're not the top of the food chain. That's just my thoughts. Oh, so you're listening to Ghostland Observatory, Loner, one of my favorites. My wife is, you know, bless her heart, love her to death. We've been getting at each other's throats, man. About, like, politics, mostly. About history, a little bit of that, too, because you got to work through some issues. When you live with somebody, like, day in and day out, and you can't get away from them, you kind of, like, all your shit that used to brush it off. It comes back up, and you're going to have to deal with it. That's what we've been dealing with it. But we've been together 10 years, so... You know, we'll adapt, overcome. This ain't shit. We both got the COVID. It wasn't shit. But I love y'all. It's the end of the song in another minute and a half. So I'll wrap up with some closing thoughts. You know, I do this for my son, in case he's listening. He knows who I am, what I'm about, good, bad, or ugly, it is what it is. I wish him the best, love him to death. And to my family, love you all too. I'm getting ready to go to Philippines forever. Not coming back. I'll see the destruction, the war, the outbreak from afar. Don't say, I didn't warn you. That's the Stoner's Journal. I'm John Wickie. Thanks for listening.